question. I heard that Satpuja is the presiding deity of China.
Satpuja.
Yeah, can you tell me something about it?
Can I tell you something about it? Yeah. Who has told you this? Where did you get your information from?
I heard some senior devotee.
Some senior devotee?
Yeah.
Does that senior devotee have a name?
Maybe it's Krishna Balaram.
Oh, maybe. When we were in Hong Kong, when Prabhupada visited Hong Kong in 74, then they had on the altar they had a picture of whatever Panchatattva, whatever was the picture. I had a picture on the altar of Satpuja, a small picture. Yes. And Prabhupada said you should get a big picture of this. That should be the deity.
For China.
He said, we were in Hong Kong. He didn't say for China. He just said that should be the deity. So that was the preaching in China. So then you could take it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Come here. Come this side.
You know?
So you always see me in Hong Kong.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. So he has no further explanation about it.
No, he just said that should be the deity. So then we didn't know what to do. We looked in the closet because Bhurijan Prabhu had all kinds of Bhurijan had just left. There were all kinds of books and pictures and that. We found a big poster of that Bhuj, so then that became the deity.
Oh, yeah. So what is the function of that Bhuj deity?
The function of Satpuja deity.
Yes.
It's called the one who receives your worship. Right? You have the seva. You have the seva, which is the worship. Then you have the sevya, and then you have the sevaka. Right? So he is the one. You have the person offering worship, the worship done, and the one who receives the worship. So he is the Lord who receives the worship.
Is there any special feature, meaning, or special?
I mean, just because he has all the aspects. Rama is there, Krishna is there, Lord Chaitanya is there. Other than that, then you can look maybe Chaitanya Charitamrita when they describe the Satpuja, you know, when he was shown. That maybe something more will be explained in the reports or in the verse.
I mean, like the Mahaprabhu's characters, Audalia. Krishna's
Madhurya,
so what is the
character
of?
Ramachandra is Maryada, following the rules. Proper following of the rules.
Okay. So Satpuja is combined together.
Mm-hmm.
So can we, recommend devotees to worship Satpuja in China?
Can if they like. But you just have a picture. You don't need to have deities.
Pictures. That's enough.
Whatever. If they're not second initiated, they should stick to pictures, right?
Of course. Yeah.
So like that.
So they cannot worship deity of Satpuja. Like Gurney time.
Someone who is second initiated worships deities generally.
I see. So is there any special standard for worship?
So no, same as any.
Same as Gaurani Thai?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
What you said about Namabas? It's not in the talks. What separates some of this Namaparad from Namabas and that just?
Namabas just means it's not pure. Namaparad is that there, would be. Consciously making mistakes,
Okay.
Generally, or it's things that's completely opposed to devotional service. The other thing is just due to their mundane attachments. In other words, it's innocent or unknowing. The other one where they have a mentality against the Lord, the devotees, the Shastra.
And struggling to not make mistakes or make mistakes.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. No, that's Namapad.
Namapad, yeah.
It may be called the offensive state of chanting, but the point is it moves forward. So Namapad is also an offensive stage, but it's not necessarily that it's Namaparad.
So the consciousness behind making the effort to move out of the 10 offences. Just considered on the box. Fair to say.
Yeah, or just somebody just chants it. It's a bus. And it's just like shadow. I mean, you go down the road and some people say, hey, Krishna, it's not a bus.
Yeah.
But they're getting best. That'll clear anything. Those guys don't have any sin anymore. Yeah, so I'm just saying the potency of what's going on out there, devotees don't necessarily appreciate what's happening there. And if that was understood, that you're clearing out everything, so then what would be quicker preaching? Going out and Hari, the big parties, going out on Hari Nam all day? Or going around and trying to be politically correct and, make a few inroads into the gay bar next door or something? So. You know what I'm saying?
I did even
press on
the
Yeah, could be. Might work.
Relate to them, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the point there.
Hi, Krishna. Just what this Prabhu was saying about deities, because I remember in class the other week we were speaking. So I look after Gunitai, but Padmalotan Prabhu a few years back, he gave Radharani in the Sringayantra and gave Govinda Radha Govinda. And I left them sleeping for a long time, but then after a year I woke.
Yeah, kids are worshipping, that's another thing, because they're starting from when they're kids. The adults wouldn't come in and do that, because they have a method. It's called getting initiated.
Yeah, so what it is, I'm worshipping them instead of Govinda, because they were just sleeping, and anyway, they seemed like they wanted to be awake. So, I mean, I can wait until I take second initiation and maybe leave them sleeping, is it best?
That's hard to say. Ask your nanny bus.
Ask your nanny bus. And so the Sringa, I mean, it's the Lakshmi and Sringa Yantra that you gave, So, I mean, I just worship.
Yeah, it's just as Nishinga, just like you have a picture of Nishinga there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to check where you read from, because I couldn't follow.
Oh. How would you be independent because you have a few saris and bangles and stuff? You're going to live off your bangles, or you want to keep your bangles? You know what I'm saying? A woman has bangles. She wants to sell them and live off of that, or she wants to keep them? Yes or no? Okay, so she should keep them. Then how will she maintain herself? That means someone else is taking care. Yeah, but what will they use gold for? The maidservants had 100 pieces of gold around their neck. That's the maidservants. So she's the queen. How much money does she have? Telling me is that all the plates for eating are all silver. It's like a kilo of silver is one plate, glass, 400 grams, katoris are 200-300, depending on the size. And that, and so you use it as nice as pure, but if you need money, you can always sell it. So it's like,
I think that up today, I remember 10 years ago, I used to watch the beavers in Vrindavan. They all had silver.
All big silver. All Rajasthan, all big silver. And it's not expected that they'll sell them. So you can see them out begging. They have all that, but they're out begging. Because that's maintenance. It's under this emergency.
Whatever they come to with.
And
money that is the woman's, then she keeps it. It's like this. A woman has money, does she want to spend it? If a woman has 100 rupees,
go out and she goes out shopping with the husband, who pays?
Yeah.
So then, you understand? The woman doesn't want to get rid of her money, so it's possessions that's hers. Maintenance is done by somebody else. You know, the father takes care of the husband, the son, like this. So it doesn't make them independent. It makes them confident. They have things that's theirs. It's theirs. Yes, it can. It's theirs. It's a woman's possession. It's one of those things, if you go to somebody's house and the lady of the house serves, no one thinks anything of it, it's normal. If they want to keep make it like that, but then it should also then, means they have to be balanced.
That's correct.
Means if you want to keep the house smooth, then it has a particular mood, and the lady's been doing so many things, but then it also works by house rules.
No,
what I'm saying. But at the same time as they want, you know, they want all the different things and they want to pull out of it everything that we can. Okay, we can serve here, we can make in the house we do a show, we do here like that. But when you come to the temple, it's a different category. It doesn't work there. You know, so there has to be a balance, otherwise how is it proper unless there's a proper balance? So the difficulty comes is, what's the reason that they're serving? Is it just because they're women, so therefore they have the right to serve, or is it because they wanted to serve the right? Or what's the reason? That would make a difference between whether it's, you know, a nice thing, or, you know, it needs some adjustment or consciousness, or, you know, stuff like that. It's not a bad thing. But generally, if you're having, you're feeding sadhus and stuff like that, unless it's at your house, generally the more formal situations women don't do it. But it's not that they couldn't. Like Draupadi, she was serving those brahmins like that from her pot. You know, so as long as she didn't eat, then, you know, it doesn't say that, you know, she had the pot and someone else who she served. And those are all her own.
Be close to each other, the son of the
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he, once he put twice, he was 84, it was no more. We have so hard, we had a good relationship. Why does he come to our marriage? You know, that was so happy, you know, the power of his life. So he sat there and he was standing on that side.
What to serve?
He was completely surprised. So the problem was that he was so safe, he said to me, that they were in the house, they were in the house, they were in the Then the second time, he said, okay, that was a formality. He said, okay, I'm not okay, so I used to sleep in the front of the house. I never went again to visit the day and said that I felt too embarrassed for the last day because he was a standing. So he was changing his mind. The main enemy that there is always a reference. Yesterday you made a very good point that I appreciate it. It was strong. The first time I participated, I was in the morning because it was so cold. I think he did it a couple of times, once here, and then the next time. Just sometimes you need to social push, so you want to do, you know, the
way you want to do it.
But actually,
But if you check, they still are. 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 But it's just that he's using different rules. It's like 64 rounds of standard. But Bhakti Siddhanta says what he done for the preachers, because better than they preach, he can get 16 rounds. That's where it comes from, it's from him. So therefore, then, because before it was they would do more chanting, they do Hari Nam, one of those kinds of things, but then it was, okay, 16 rounds and a lot of service. So that was the idea, that just 16 rounds and not so much service, that wasn't, then technically you should do 64, not be seated in decisions, which is one of the Mats' descriptions of the walls. The temple devotees have to do 64 rounds, and the ones that go out preaching have to do 16.
Actually,
we think
somebody
64. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was going to start like that, with just the Bhagavad. And then it didn't pan out so well, then we went to the Bhagavad and more from the preaching like that. Then from then, they brought that to Mancharatras, and then they were saying, we're going to have to establish it today. You know, but they all connect. The rules is the same. It's just that how formalized they become is the same principle as any the one that exists in the world. You know, the Shlishila, Pada, the Shlishila, that comes down here, and the wife, and here, the husband, and the priest, and it's the same principle. You know, so there's no difference between the main mantra and the Bhagavan, except the consciousness. The form of it's the same. That's why you can move back and forth between. That's why the Vacharyas can be talking Krishna Lila and then quote some Vedic. Yeah, it's just flexible. It's one thing. It's just a matter of where you're presenting, depending on the audience. But the principle is the same. The contrast is in the detail, the application. But the principle is exactly the same. So that is because this problem will come up, the smartos will see like that. Therefore, we pull out of anything. Or those who, you know, the Pancharatra, so we'll pull that one out. Or, you know, someone from the Ayurveda might think this is wrong, so we pull that one out. And so that's all. You know, so, but it's the same. It doesn't. That's why you see the acharyas can move so much that their position is hard to understand. And, you know, others it's very easy because they talk the same, everything's the same and all that. But there it's always moving. You know, it's always because it's Krishna's unlimited. So the angles to look at him are also, though there's the principle of what, you know, as Braja Krishna that we're interested as in, you know, Mayana Rupa Goswami assisting, you know, Srimati Radharani. So we have that. But we can deal with everything else because everything else is an expansion of that. But it's not necessarily preference, but we can deal with it. So that's the thing. So Jiva would rather sit around all day and discuss grammar, but he has no problem because it's an expansion of the line. Because Radha Krishna do converse, so there is, that's where grammar comes from. So therefore, it's not a problem for him to talk about grammar because he'll see Radha and Krishna. All contradictions are, because all the contradictions at one point come to Krishna. So Krishna is everything, all contradictory things, all perfectly harmonized. So, you know, one who worships Braja Krishna, then there are no contradictions for him. But he knows what would be used when or what would be appropriate. But there's no contradictions.
Talking about this makes me remember Srila Bhaktisiddhanta translating the silent of the piano, the harmonies, and using this explanation about the name, you know, as exactly the principle of the Jiva, the Bhaktisiddhanta, the Jiva, the Bhaktisiddhanta.
Yes, and so somebody said this once, though it's taken in the right context and research. Someone was saying that when they met Prabhupada, they understood this is the most normal person in the world. Everybody else is crazy. Everybody else is crazy. He is normal. Not meaning normal meaning common. Normal meaning he's just, you know, proper. Everything's right. You know, it's like that. Well, everybody else has some variety of insanity.
But Loki also puts see that. So actually, it was a problem for me. Why is it this? Most cases. Because even some people are like, more than one picture, so you listen to this.
It's the same. The books are the same. These Prabhupada mentions when we're reading Bhagavad Gita, we're associating with Krishna and Arjuna. But we know the only way we can do that is through the parampara, because it's that clear medium. You're directly, so you read Nectar of Devotion, you're directly associating with Rupa Goswami. You know, you read Bhagavatam reading, you're directly associating with Sanatana Goswami. But you only allow that because of your connection to the parampara. Yeah, like we're directly seeing those bushes over there, but that's by the grace of looking through these arches.
Yes.
Like that. You know, we're over here, and then we can't see. But here we can. But it's actually, we're directly seeing them. But it's still via the media. You know? So there's that one to be able to get as close as possible, but parampara allows that. It doesn't get in the way. You know, so this idea, I got to be in the front. No, it doesn't get to the way. It doesn't get to the front. That's the door. So therefore, the position of the base, there's no in the way. You know, that's why it says 1,000 times removed, actually, you see more, you experience more. Because if you're right there, and it's Radha Krishna, then there's no Vishaka. It's like this. So you're back, you get to see all of your ecstasy. So then it's actually a better position.
Thank you, Maharaj.